As we continue our study of 1 Thessalonians, we begin today 1 Thessalonians chapter 4, beginning at verse 1. As for other matters, brothers and sisters, we instruct you how to live in order to please God, as in fact you are living. Now we ask you and urge you in the Lord Jesus to do this more and more. For you know what instructions we gave you by the authority of the Lord Jesus. It is God's will that you should be sanctified, that you should avoid sexual immorality, that each of you should learn to control your own body in a way that is holy and honorable, not in passionate lust like pagans who do not know God, and that in this matter no one should wrong or take advantage of a brother or sister. The Lord will punish those who commit such sins, as we told you and warned you before. For God did not call us to be impure, but to live a holy life. Therefore, anyone who rejects this instruction does not reject a human being, but God, the very God who gives you the Holy Spirit. In our Christian walk, we have two specific areas of piety that we are to develop. Paul has been giving us instruction about outer piety, the way that we respond to one another in love, encouragement, the way that we care for one another in the church. He now says, as for other matters, and he turns his attention to our inner piety, that place where we address our own lives before God. He says, it is God's will that you should be sanctified. It is God's will that the Holy Spirit should cause us to grow, to become more and more Christ-like. Our part in this is to yield to the Holy Spirit, to study the Word of God for instruction as to how we should live, and then to allow the Holy Spirit to make those changes while we pitch in with the discipline we need, the self-control we need. He goes on to say that we should avoid sexual immorality, that each should learn to control our own body in a way that is holy and honorable. If we spend our time satisfying our flesh, we're not spending our time loving others. And so this idea of inner piety runs hand in hand with our ability to love others, to focus on the needs of others. So we have to develop a sense of self-control and self-awareness that gives us control over our own minds and our own body. This is difficult to do. And so Paul reminds us that it's not by order of some other human. It's not a moral code. It is a growth in Christ with the help of the Holy Spirit. And that the very God who gives us the Holy Spirit is there to help us and guide us as we develop our sense of inner piety, as we put away our desire for the flesh in order to focus more and more on the things of God, the things of the Spirit. This week, let us put our attention to prayer and encouragement that strives to see God pleased through our own personal growth in inner piety. Let us ask God for the Spirit and the power of the Spirit to continue to walk with Him in a way that would be pleasing to Him, to take our mind off the satisfaction of our own flesh, and to put our attention on the love of others. Have a great Sunday.